Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast for Friday evening, March 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. FG Nexus FGNX ranked top SPAC sponsor by median returns in early bird capital study. FG Nexus was ranked as the top SPAC sponsor by median returns in a study by early bird capital, also coming in second for average returns. The recognition highlights the expertise of FG Merchant Partners' leadership team, with experience in 10 SPACs over nearly two decades. The team's disciplined, value-oriented approach focuses on long-term shareholder value. For more information, visit fgnexus.io. Investor news breaks: Suntex Enterprises Inc. proposes dividend distribution to Golden Triangle Ventures shareholders. Suntex Enterprises has proposed a dividend distribution of its shares to Golden Triangle Ventures shareholders. The plan, subject to regulatory approval, aims to align GTVH shareholders with potential acquisition targets. The proposed ratio is around 30-1, pending FINRA submission. This move is part of Suntex's strategy to expand its operating platform. For more details, visit the company's website.
Protex Mobility Inc. updates shareholders on strategic developments, liquidity, and stock purchases. The president and chairman continue open-ended stock purchases, showing confidence in growth. No salaries paid to date, ensuring financial discipline. Strategic liquidity arrangements with major banks in place. Tokenization of RWAs for greater liquidity and global scalability. Proprietary Kettle Tech and Mano technology enhancing tokenization potential. Protex advancing uplisting efforts and Huel investment strategy for value creation.
Mission IR Newsbreaks, FG Nexus Inc. NASDAQ, FGNX, FGNXP, ranked top SPAC, sponsor by median returns in early bird capital study. FG Nexus NASDAQ, FGNX, FGNXP has been ranked as the top SPAC sponsor for median returns in a recent study by early bird capital. The company's leadership team, including Larry Swets, Hassan Bakker, Kyle Sermonara, and Joe Moglia, has a strong track record in the SPAC lifecycle. With experience in completing multiple business combinations, FG Nexus maintains a disciplined, value-oriented approach focused on long-term shareholder value.
Rock Breaks Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reports record 2025 financial results and strong production performance. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reported record financial results for 2025 with $2.30 billion in revenue, $1.50 billion in net earnings, and $1.40 billion in adjusted net earnings. The company exceeded production guidance with 689,864 gold equivalent ounces. Wheaton expanded its streaming portfolio and announced a major transaction with BHP for silver production at the Antimina mine. The company maintains a strong balance sheet with $1.20 billion in cash.
Investor news breaks: Pelican Acquisition Corp. partner Greenland Energy CEO warns of structural oil supply risks in Benzinga interview. Greenland Energy's incoming CEO Robert Price warns of structural oil supply risks in a recent interview with Public. Benzinga. Price highlights geopolitical choke points and declining long-term investment in conventional production. He emphasizes the importance of frontier exploration efforts, like those in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, to address future supply constraints. Pelican Acquisition Corporation continues to focus on long-term shareholder value in the evolving energy market. Gold regains footing as inflation worries ease. Gold regained its footing this week as inflation worries eased with a slight rise in prices fueled by a weaker dollar and declining oil prices. Collective Mining Limited and other entities in the gold mining sector are closely watching upcoming U.S. economic data amid signs of a potential resolution to the Middle East conflict.
Mission IRA News Breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corporation announces Ashiq Merchant as CFO of post-merger Greenland Energy Company ahead of their proposed merger. The combined company is set to trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol GLND post-merger, with Merchant overseeing financial operations and development plans for the Jameson Land Basin.
Investor News Breaks. Renewal Fuels, Inc. completes PCAOB audits and submits Form 10 registration statement. Renewal Fuels, Inc. has completed PCAOB audits for fiscal years 2024 and 2025 and submitted a Form 10 registration statement to the SEC, moving closer to becoming a fully reporting public company. The company aims to qualify for the OTCQB venture market and explore potential uplisting to a national securities exchange. Renewal Fuels continues discussions with investment banks for capital markets initiatives to support the Texatron Fusion Energy platform development.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRent Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.